Hello, my name is Kurnia Prasetyarini. I am from 11 Science 2. Today, I will discuss the topic that relates to women, especially for children, that is child marriage. Child marriage occurs in many developing countries, such as Indonesia, India, Vietnam, and others. In fact, the increase was more than 100% compared to the previous year. Many underage girls in Asia have reportedly been forced to marry by their families because of falling into poverty due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Many people lost their job and parents are desperate to support their children. So the solution of this problem is to marrying off their daughters young, so as to reduce the burden on the family. According to my point of view about child marriage, is not a problem when they are ready with everything in their married life. Then it's okay and come back to each person. But when someone is not ready, then it feels traumatic for the child, so that his life becomes messy. From my own point of view, the disadvantages of child marriage for minors are make many of them have to drop out of school because they have children. They also have to work because most of them are not yet established. And the existence of pregnancy at an early age causes the child growth and development to be disturbed. On the other hand, the advantages of a child marriage are that the children become more responsible for their own choice or even the decision of others, because many children are forced to marry by their parents. When they marry early, the responsibilities will increase over time. The woman will be able to understand household chores, and the man will be more responsible for providing for their family. And also, the age between parents and children is not too far away, so that they can be friends with their children. Families also believe that marrying off their daughters young is a remedy for the social stigma against premarital sex among women and girls, including sexual abuse. I disagree with that statement because now there is a lot of knowledge about sex that can be found anywhere without having to marry their children first in order to understand the knowledge about sex. Indeed, basically, sex education is important so that women, especially children, can understand about sex, especially sexual harassment, so that they can prevent and report if they receive or even experience sexual harassment. Our lives have been arranged by God, but as human, we can still prevent child marriage to children by providing education about sex, because it is very important for them to understand as a whole about sex. Parents should also be given education about the child marriage, so that they know how their children feel. Because children have to sacrifice their youth as a wife, and even mothers have to take more responsibility. But if my life is destined to face a situation where I have to marry young, I will accept that the fact, even though I have to sacrifice my youth, even my future may be chaotic. And in the future, I will try to be a responsible wife for my partner. I will also continue to achieve my dreams so that my future is bright and my youth becomes more colorful. Okay, until here my discussion about the child marriage. I hope this podcast is useful for all. I'm sorry if there is a wrong word, and thank you for listening to the end. God bless you.